It's Tuesday, June 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Good news. Pastor Abraham Ben Moses has been released from an Indonesian prison to join his wife and daughter at home. The Christian pastor will remain under house arrest until November of this year to complete his sentence for witnessing to a Muslim taxi driver, according to the Church in Chains. By God's grace and thanks to his wife's persistent appeals, the 4-year prison sentence of Pastor Moses was reduced to a year. Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis has signed into law another comprehensive sex ed bill that will bar the use of public funds for abstinence-only instruction. Also over the weekend, the governor signed a bill that would introduce full-day kindergarten to the state, and the homosexual governor signed a bill which prohibits minors experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction from getting counseling help to embrace their God-ordained heterosexuality. Plus, Governor Polis signed a bill which allows men and women attempting to pretend to be the opposite gender to modify their birth certificates. However, the governor did not ban the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit of God. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the wicked rule, the people mourn, but when the righteous bear rule, the people rejoice." Franklin Graham called for a day of prayer for the president on Sunday. 300 Christian pastors and leaders joined the list, including Richard Land, Greg Laurie, Lisa Osteen, Steve Lawson, James Dobson, Father Frank Pavone, Tony Perkins, Michael W. Smith, Tim Wildman, Jerry Falwell Jr., and David Barton. President Trump tweeted a brief message saying, quote, "We will all stick together and win. Thank you, Franklin," end quote. Along that line, the commander-in-chief dropped in on McLean Bible Church in Vienna, Virginia on Sunday, where Pastor David Platt prayed over him at the pulpit, reports TheHill.com.
We stand right now on behalf of our president, and we pray for your grace and your mercy and your wisdom upon him. God, we pray that he would know how much you love him, so much that you sent Jesus to die for his sins, our sins. So we pray that he would look to you, that he would trust in you, that he would lean on you, that he would govern and make decisions in ways that are good for justice and good for righteousness. Lord, we pray that you would give him all the grace he needs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Please, O God, give him wisdom and help him to lead our country. Help us to trust in your word. Help us to seek your wisdom and live in ways that reflect your love and your grace, your righteousness and your justice. We pray for your blessings on our president toward that end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can watch the prayer in a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In a later statement, Pastor Platt noted that he shared the gospel with the president in private and asked that all would, quote, "pray with me for gospel seed that was sown today to bear fruit in the president's heart," end quote. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 reminds us that he that rules among the children of men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. The president may go ahead with his wall for now. That's the decision made by a Washington, D.C. federal judge yesterday when he rejected a request from the House Democrats to stop a federal appropriation to construct a wall along America's southern border, reports the Washington Post. Hundreds of Muslim and Christian parents are staging protests outside of public schools in England as Amanda Spielman attempts to enforce what is known as the Equality Act in that country, reports Christian Today. The act is intended to enforce the teaching of the religion of homosexuality in the public schools. Spielman insists that the lessons on LGBT relationships were about, quote, "making sure children know just enough to know that some people prefer not to get married to somebody of the opposite sex, and that sometimes there are families that have two mummies and two daddies," end quote. The protests have been banned by at least one city council and according to an Anderton Park Primary School head teacher, quote, mass arrests, end quote, are expected. Herbert Schlossberg is dead at 84 years of age. Schlossberg was a Christian writer, known in particular for critiquing the breakdown of Western culture. 100 publishers turned down his magnum opus, Idols for Destruction, before Thomas Nelson picked it up in 1983. Schlossberg's greatest legacy, however, remains his 3 children and 9 grandchildren. Psalm 112, verse 2 says, blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And finally, one grandmother is thanking God that her courageous son was able to intervene to save her granddaughter's life during a shark attack at Atlantic Beach in North Carolina. The grandmother noted on her Facebook account that the girl's father punched the shark in the face 5 times before it let go of his 17-year-old. According to a BBC report, she lost, quote, one leg above the knee, end quote, and suffered severe lacerations to her hand in the attack. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.